Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. Okay, welcome to the show, to the pre-show. What is this? Flavor Fraz 21. Who the fuck? Oh, dude's a ball player. So how are you guys? Okay? This is our show for Wednesday. And we're going to do that Catscape show that we didn't do last Friday because of the my personal fuck-ups. Let me get this thing up here, man. All right, so... Hey. Oh, my neck hurts. My fucking ass hurts. My leg hurts, you know. But I got my bacterial, you know, free shit. Some guy sent me a message on my fan page. I won't even go into it, but it was so bizarre. It was the weirdest thing. I couldn't tell if, I don't think he was a subscriber, but he kept saying, "I don't watch anymore," which is a very odd thing to say. If you watch the video cast, you have access to the audio. I don't know. I don't know. I don't watch anymore. But anyway, no, I've got my own reaction to all that. You know, why don't you do the old phone call show? Because that show was in reaction to the way radio was at that time. Today, listen to all of the fucking talk radio shows, the right-wing shows. How many calls do they take? I don't hear any. I'm sure they take some. I don't fucking hear any. And every single call they take is minutely managed so that it is absolutely positive, supportive of the host. There's no hint of any kind of disagreement. And if there is, that too, that call is also very minutely and micromanaged to make sure that we don't get ahead of the host, that you'll make the host look bad. The freewheeling days of phone calls, even on radio, are gone, man. And the reason for that is this guy here. Do you fucking understand? Finally, when we did our shit, it put every fucking talk station in America and elsewhere on notice. Look what can happen to us. This guy's making fun of us. This can actually, you know, in the extreme, in fact, it was already happening to them, right? So anyway, that's what I believe, and I'll believe it till the fucking day I die, because it just coincided with, you know, all of a sudden, I leave talk radio, and all of talk radio goes right into the fucking shitter. Go ahead and ask anybody that would know, anybody that was around back then. So what do you got today? You got shit. So I'm not saying you can't goof callers. I'm not saying that can't happen. I'm not saying that, but you need to have the caller base. You have to have a live audience. You have to have the caller base. You have to have the caller, segment of the caller base that will be fooled by what you're doing. You have to have a really good screener. You have to have reach. Now, all of that can probably be done, but how many people listen live to an internet show? How about hardly fucking any? Yeah, I know, you can point to this guy and that guy and somebody else. Those shows that run live and have those audiences, that's appointment listening. Nobody is popping through the internet dial to see who's live tonight. That phenomenon is gone. That's appointment listening. Those are people going, this guy, I'm going to listen to him. Anybody that says, this guy, I'm going to listen to him, they know what that guy's about. And the last thing they're going to do is get caught with their dick in the fucking ringer, some chump fucking phone call. Yeah. But anyway, that having been said, I personally, I just don't see it happening. And I would rather continue to evolve what I do now rather than sit there and pine away for the fucking days. Look, if you missed it, you missed it. If you were there when it happened, thank God you were there when it happened. If you supported me way back then, I love you for it, man. But we are forward looking and forward thinking. So if we ever do return to that kind of radio, it'll be because we're heading this way, not that way. Uh-oh, look at that guy behind me. It's me! How come that's not, I see what happened. I see. It was stuck. I got stuck. It got stuck. That was it. That restaurant was at the very end of Miami Beach. Am I right about that? Yeah, it was right at the very, like, the furthest southernest tip of South Beach. It reminds me of a restaurant right here in Ventura County, as a matter of fact. There's one that's right on the water. It's like a steakhouse. Only that, I think, was a seafood. It wasn't Joe's Stone Crab, no. No, I would have known, wouldn't I? Or was it? I was there for a sponsor thing. I was there with a sponsor. I don't think I was doing a personal appearance. Just happened to be a guy that showed up there who listened to the show. All right. All right, man, I dig this. I'm going to do something here. You know, we're trying to do something here, man. You know, so Jackie is on Facebook, and she put down in a relationship with Phil Hendry. And I said, that's bitching. I love that. That's fantastic. But I don't do that. I hope you don't get mad at me. And I don't think she was mad at me, but she did say, well, why? I said, because I like my presence on Facebook to be professional, whether it's, you know, my political opinions, okay, and also the radio show. In other words, I don't consider that a place where I share really personal stuff. And besides that, I want to be kind of a neutral, neutered dude. I just want to be this dude, you know. I don't have any on Facebook. To you guys that listen to me, what have you, my BSPs and beyond, yeah, you cats all know my life, and that's good. That's the way I want it. That's the way I want it to be. You were the first guys to find out that I was happy for the first time in fucking years, you know. So by the way, Jackie has a 22-year-old son who's really a pretty amazing guy. He's into drones, okay? Have you seen this drone racing? There's a thing called the Drone Racing League. Well, Jackie's son, I won't tell you his name because I'm sure he'd like to, you know, debut himself eventually. He's got a video channel, but he races drones. He's freaking good. Now, the cats that you've seen the videos of, from the drone perspective, that do these amazing configurations and calisthenics and weird flip moves and all this shit. And they go between girders of buildings and shit. I mean, it's amazing shit. And he's just getting real good at that. He's practicing. But there is a drone racing league. All of a sudden, I'm like into this shit. Okay, this is what happens, you know, when you love a woman and you can't help but love the other stuff that she loves, you know. Here I go again, you know. I'm not saying her son. I'm just saying this drone racing shit's really interesting. So there I was looking at this thing going, God, I'd like to do that. I want to buy a fucking drone. And I want to, like, do shit with it, you know? And also, maybe we could have the Phil Hendry Drone Racing League. Any of you guys race drones? D-R-O-N-E-S, drones? It's a trip, man. And there's whole YouTube channels devoted to the drone's eye view of what it looks like as it speeds through the sky, going under fucking, you know, tables, way up over a building, straight fucking down toward an alley, then turning a corner. And it's a gas, man. Now, you know, you don't want to hurt anybody. And you also don't want to wreck your drone so that you have to get in your car and drive 5 miles. Or whatever the range of these things is, and go find it because it just ran into somebody's Jeep. You know. All right, man. I just paid Shane. I just paid customer service. Just got a heavy-ass fucking tax bill from the state of California. How do you like those motherfuckers? They audited. You know, I got audited for 2015. I wound up paying $40,000. Now it looks to me like goddamn California's decided to just go ahead and slap me with $9,000. $9,000! What the hell's going on? You know, like that guy, Wolfgang Beisner, whatever his name is. What the fuck is it about? All right, man. So we're going to do Catscape today. This will be the Catscape that was not done. What are you doing, Henry? What are you doing, Henry? Oh, I know. I'm looking for royalty-free. God damn it, my eyes are fucking shut today, man. Just fucking shot. Try for free, huh? Get out of here. I want you guys, if you want me to try your royalty-free site, you're going to have the examples of that shit right up front, man. I don't want to have to go digging for it and looking for it. I'm already fucking done with your shit. What do you think of that, huh? Huh? I'm kidding. Well, not really. And now, Catscape with Shadow, Smokey, and Thunder. Hey, how you doing? This is here, Shadow. This sounds gay as shit. I'm kidding. I don't. I'm just being a smartass. The man. I just had my eyes checked back in September. Doctor said to me I could pass the fucking DMV test. He said, oh, no, you're great, Phil. You could pass the DMV test. I said, all right, it's good enough for me, man. Bitch, wait a minute. Cut it out. All right. Now, what are we doing here with this goddamn thing? Oh, it's that fucking promo. Wait a minute. Thanks have you so much. Okay, there we go. I'll sit down off to the kid. So that's my, I just gave my customer service gal, Jane, who many of you have talked to, just gave her a raise because she's gone like over a year without a raise. And I believe in a 10% cost of living raise to your people, don't you? I don't know. It's probably not enough. And I'm very old-fashioned. Maybe it's more. Maybe it ought to be more than 10%. My guys don't complain. Of course, they're independent contractors, so even Jane is, you know. For all I know, she's just like 19 other customer service jobs, you know. Ah, fuck me. All right. Now, let me get my thing here. First thing I want to do, though, is look and see about the damn thing. Where, Jesus H. Christ, look at all the goddamn shit here. Boom, 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 boom. Get out of here, Agoda. Agoda, I love you. They're a fantastic travel site, Agoda. I love them. But just get the fuck out of here with all this shit. 10 days before I'm on a plane to Florida. Oh, and I talked to a guy in the mail center today over in Westlake Village from Germany, young guy. That's right. I'm going back, and I found a fare that was there in Hoda, who owns. She says, well, what are the fares you found? I found one fare for $2,036 and another fare for $286. I chose the $286 one. And we're like, whoa, you know, what happened there, man? He says, they're just dropping the prices, you know. So he's going back to Germany. And I said, well, I'm going to Fort Lauderdale. And they cut $100 off my price. And there's like, cricket, cricket, cricket. So anyway, Delta, I'm just not complaining, Delta. No, it was very generous of you. You know what, Delta? Why not, what do you mean asking people to take unpaid leaves? What the fuck? You're made out of money, man. Now, everybody knows you are. God damn it, I've been flying your fucking asses since the fucking 70s. You got these fucking profit margins. If you don't hit the goddamn profit margin, the whole goddamn airline turns into a fucking bus, bus line. Ah, to hell with it. Jesus Christ, I get so sick and tired of these guys. Quit being so goddamn fucking cheap. That's what it is. You're paying your fucking people upstairs more goddamn money than they fucking know what to do. Yeah, I know their old lady will go out and buy some more shit for the inside of their house or landscape the back 30 acres or some shit, but it's fucking obscene, man. It is fucking obscene. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. I'm not kidding you. Oh, these are oh, you piece of shit, Henry. You fuck. I got a email from my cousin Elaine in Canada, and, you know, they're hunkering down, man. They're fucking hunkering down. God, my cousin Paul, who plays hockey once a week, is 81. The cat plays hockey, man. How healthy is that? But, you know, you never know. Fuck. Elaine and Franny are both, they're all three of them travel every year to Florida. And because they were in Florida this summer and they came back from Florida, Canada quarantined them. As soon as they got into Canada, they went into a fucking mandatory fucking quarantine. Because they'd been in the States. Get a load of that. And they're like feeling sorry. I'm telling you, they're feeling sorry for us down here. Canada's feeling sorry for us. At least my cousins are feeling sorry for me. They go, Jesus Christ, that's a tough break. You got that fucking guy. We're living. And I said, how's what's going on up there? They got a premier of Ontario's named Doug Ford. They love him. The prime minister, they like their prime minister, Trudeau. But Canada doesn't have as many people. Right? That's, you got that, But they do have their population centers. Montreal, Toronto, all those population centers can become pretty fucking nasty, you know. But I think they're doing all right. And Elaine said to me that her house has never been so clean. She can't go anywhere. She said, my house has never been so clean. I got to write her an email. Shit. I got to remember to respond to her. Okay, so let's get our shit together here. Jackie sent me here. Okay, I got it. I know what I'm doing. Now I know what I'm doing, see? Before I didn't know. What time is it, bitch? Let me tell you something, Smokey. Look, bitch. That's what they ought to get into it, you know. Calling me bitch? Oh, yeah.
Well, it's going to be a good fight.
Hey, I don't want to mix it up with nobody, okay? But I will if I have to. Rare. You guys calling me bitch? Fuck me. Hey, man. What's the story, Morning Glory? Where are you, Matt? Where's your shit, dude? I just saw you yesterday. Hey, what's the date today? This is way too far back. Where is Matt? Matthew. Because I was fucking with this the other day. Where are you, man? Come on. Bet Online and Podcast One. I ain't going to do no live Bet Online read. Podcast One. Is this a agency commercial? Murder in the Family. Fuck me. I'm going to do that. I'm going to download that later. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right. I don't know whether we're ready to go or not. Let me look at this. This is, yeah, okay, bitchin'.